Hey guys, welcome back to the Be With CBFC podcast. We are so glad you're here. My name is Jade and I'm a junior at Michigan State.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Javieres. I will be a freshman at the University of Michigan this fall.
Hi, my name is Maddie Rumsey and I will be a freshman at Western Michigan University this fall. Go Broncos.
Yay. Yeah, so we are actually here at retreat right now. We're at Albion, so we are really in the camp spirit. And today we're really excited to be talking about embracing nerves at camp. Because that's such a huge thing.
Woo!
I guess I think back to my first camp experience, and I walked in, saw a bunch of people in all these different colors, super hyped, jumping up and down, like, singing songs, blasting music, and it was, like, the coolest thing ever, but also immediately I was like, whoa, what did I get myself into? This is high energy all the time, like, what is going on? Like, it's, yeah. So overwhelming it can be.
I remember my mom like dropped me off on the side and I was like don't come in with me, like I gotta do this on my own. But it was also kind of welcoming because you walk in and and it was what you were mentioning, Jade, where it's like that big group of people and it's a little overwhelming because they're all like screaming in unison and you're like, what on earth are they saying? But it's also kind of like everybody's crazy, so you're like, okay, we only have one thing to do here. So
yeah,
especially if it's like your first year of camp. You're walking in there not knowing what you're looking at, whether it's middle level or a higher level. You're everywhere all at once, and it's really exciting, a little bit overstimulating. But in the end, you're ready, like, for what happens, even if you have a lot of nerves.
Yeah, I think it's, like, energy in the best way. Like, you see it, and it's like, oh, my God, what is going on? But then it's also like, I can't wait.
Yes.
Like, oh, my gosh. And just soon enough, you get to, like, match the energy and just be a part of it, and it's just such a great week. Mm-hmm. So energy.
A lot of those nerves that people experience are just from, oh, maybe I say I came with one of my best friends or a group of people from school. It's really common, and you're usually split up, so you're not in that council. And that beginning, like, oh, they are my kind of quote-unquote safe person.
Yeah.
But I feel like the camp does a great job of just trying to get you acclimated to new people, and networking is the name of the game. It always will be. Mm. And the more friendships or even just simple hi, how are you? As you make in a day will change how your nerves fluctuate from the week. From saying, oh, maybe talking once in group discussion after a debrief, to talking almost every day and keeping up with these people. Like, even post-camp, there's those nerves of, oh, it was just a one-week summer camp. What am I supposed to do after that? Like, you can keep up these friendships or still keep in contact. And it is okay if you don't, it is natural. And you just kind of like, you have to let the nerves away, but recognize it's okay to feel that way. And you don't have to worry about that.
I feel like, too, what you mentioned, where when you walk in and you get separated from the people you came in with. I actually came into camp not really knowing anyone. Like, there was nobody from my school who went. I just knew some people on BOD that were going. So I was, like, a little nervous for sure. I was like, what am I getting myself into? But I feel like being put in a council with people who also don't know each other is honestly like the best way to embrace that discomfort, because you're not the only one that is like alone or doesn't know people. And I feel like honestly it's like more rare, especially in a council environment, to like have a buddy. True. Just because we're all like separated, which I really liked, because I was like, I can be whoever I decide to be for this week, and like it's not like anyone from my like high school or like nobody in my council knew me. So I feel like that was nice. I could be the best version of myself.
I always loved that, too, because I love my friends so much. I did come with, like, a few good friends from school, but there's something just so beautiful about being with completely new people that allows you to be super vulnerable. Like, these are people who don't know you. They don't know your story. And also, like, after a week, you're not going to see them every day, probably. So I feel like it allows you to be extra real and extra vulnerable and really, like, connect as humans, which is so cool. And I always thought it was so awesome how, like, I feel like this is just, like, one of the magics of camp, but you spend, like, a few days with these people, and already by, like, Wednesday, you are so close.
Yes.
Like, I can say I've met some of my closest friends here at camp, talk to, like, all the time and are so grateful to, like, still have connections with, and it's just so cool because, like, you didn't know them at all before.
Yeah, nowhere you get closer to someone faster than at camp.
Yeah. which is so awesome.
Like, everyone is so beautifully different. Like, you never know who, where, or why they came, or why they came from, or act that certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You just figure out, especially if you're either from, like, a rural town, or, like, you live in a small town, it's okay to have those nerves, but you're gonna meet a rainbow of people, literally and figuratively, and it's beautiful. It is one of the experiences I will never forget, just because new faces, new identities, even, like, the lengths of which you can go at camp, which is only 3 days if you're middle level, and then, like, the five, I think, if you're in, like, regular high school level. It's amazing. Like, it's shocking, but it's so beautiful. That's literally how I would describe camp, just beautiful.
Beautiful. So beautiful. I love that. Like, I love that. I know,
literally,
like...
Literally, too. It's beautiful outside right now.
Yes.
It is
beautiful. No, it is. I love that, too. And even though you think maybe, like, I don't know what I have in common with these people, you do have something in common because you all came here and you all decided to come to camp. And so that in itself says something about you and your character. You want to grow to be a better leader. You want to grow for yourself. You want to grow for the people around you. And I feel like everyone having that common, you know, effort and common initiative. Like passion. Vision, initiative, passion, like that really allows you to connect so easily, you know?
Yeah, I think one of the things I was nervous about, like, going into camp, or, like, especially when we got to some of our debriefs, was, like, how valid is my life experience compared to some of these other people? And that was, like, something that would, like, play in the back of my mind. But I feel like what you mentioned, Jade, was important, because there's always, like, somebody there who is either going to benefit from your experience or has had a similar experience, even if they don't, like, verbally articulate that or, like, expose that to you. I think it's something that, when you share it, makes other people feel more comfortable. I also kind of want to shift the conversation here a little bit and talk about some of the nerves that come along with dorming here and, like, living away from home for a week. For me, I think that was, like, actually my first time staying away from my family for, like, what was it, 5 or 6 days? I had never been away from my family for that long. So I don't know if you guys have anything to share about your experience with that.
Definitely. Like, sometimes, usually, there's kind of pods that are built up when you are dorming in at Albion, and it's lovely, so you're not too uncomfortable. But it definitely can happen. You may not have a roommate, which has happened to many people, or you may have someone you never knew. Like, for example, my only camp level was last year when I was a senior, or going to be a senior, and I was dormed with this one girl, and she was a freshman, and we just formed a really nice relationship where, like, I was kind of coaxing her through, like, how to leave her nest at home.
Oh.
Because, like, you're so comfortable in it, and it's nervous to get out there. Like, scary. Middle school?
Oh, yeah.
Middle level? Scary. But that's okay.
A lot of change. Yeah.
Like, it is okay to be scared. Yeah. You don't have to, like, say, oh, I'm the only one, because almost 100% of the time, you are not the only one scared. Someone shares those same opinions, or at least, like, a different font of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice to just know we're so different. Like, even, like, just the age gap in general, like, different. But you can form just because this is our first year here, or maybe it's your second or third, and you have those bonds already. And you're just learning and growing together. And it's only a week, but like we say at camp, we're planting the seeds here at CBFC in order for you to grow them.
Yeah.
So it's okay if you're nervous. You can be deep under that soil.
Yeah.
But we will help you within the next week and get you comfortable. So don't even think about worrying or being nervous. And it is okay if you are.
That's so awesome that you got to be there for someone else and, like, their new experience. And, like, that is a great perspective. Like, everyone's kind of coming from different places in that sense. Like, some people are, like, super comfortable and some people this is new. But that's cool you're able to, like, be together. I think one thing too about camp is that it is very go. Like, the days are very planned, so there's a lot of structured time, I think. So that kind of helps with the, I don't know, thinking about being away from home,
or,
like,
I agree,
having to adjust to the dorm. You only really have to be in the dorm. You can be there during our flex time, or, like, at night. But even at night, a lot of times, like, people will hang out with new people that they meet, so there's lots of opportunity to kind of, like, get your mind off of that aspect 100%. And really embrace this, like, new space and where you're at.
The other thing is, there are, like, such great resources at camp, I feel like, to help support you. Whether it's, like, the mental health specialist here, Ro, or, like, every floor has, are they called RAs?
I like don't usually, actually know what
yeah, RN. In college, there's usually an RA, but you will have like
a floor
staff
check.
On your floor. Yes. So okay. There'll be adults, SCs on your floor who are always there.
And we will have backup help. Stuff.
Yeah.
Like, do not worry if you forget toothpaste. A total fluke. Yeah. Totally forgot it running out of your house in the morning trying to get here. Like, we will have it for you, or someone will. Sharing is caring. So don't be nervous about what you're packing. There will be another episode about what you should pack and what to expect, so don't you worry about that. You just keep listening. But when in doubt, there will be someone to have your back.
There's always, like, people to listen to, like, any of the CVFC people or, like, staff here. Like, all of those people have gone through camp training or camp experience themselves, and, like, they're there to listen to you and help you. So I feel like obviously taking that step to, like, ask them for help and, like, talk to them. But you can – it doesn't even need to be, like, an asking for help situation. It can also just be, like, hey, just wanted to chat with you, and you can kind of, like, share some of the things you're nervous about or anything that you're going through. But I feel like all those people are here to help you, and that's important to remember, whether it's the floor check person that I can't remember what they're called or anyone
or
older
A-team check
or A-team I remember, like, last year after some of the activities we had, like, a big group chat in our hallway, and like we had some, like, level 3 people in there, we had some of the A-team members there, and that was really helpful just to kind of, like, debrief some of the activities outside of council group. So
that's so great too, is that if you're nervous, that's okay, and also you're not alone.
Yes.
You're not alone. A lot of other campers also feel nervous, but also in the sense that, like, there's so much support, like you said, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. Like, all of A-Team is here. They do bed checks. There's also staff all the time. And also everyone here is just super understanding. So if you are feeling really nervous, or are you're feeling like you miss home, you can talk to someone about it, and they'll be so understanding, and it might be a really helpful conversation or just a way to get it out.
Getting it out of your system instead of keeping it kind of solitude to yourself does numbers. Just saying one thing, getting it out of your brain and into the world, not only makes action usually, or either steps to help you with that problem or issue, but it just allows you, it's like a weight off your shoulders.
Yeah, for
never
sure.
Feel nervous, just, like, tell someone. If, like, you had, like, an accident or something broke, apparently, or literally anything, you can find someone, and it is okay. Like, accidents happen. We are human. No one is perfect. Maybe except Matt Alley, but...
Yeah. But I guess going back to, like, kind of running back to the theme of this podcast, which is embracing those nerves. So, nerves are so okay, but I think one really cool thing is when you feel that nervousness, when you feel that discomfort, really embrace it. Like, I always like to say to myself, especially when entering college too, when entering a new space like that, like, scary things are good.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, if it feels scary and you're nervous about it, that's a good thing, because that means you're in a space where you have potential to grow.
100%.
If it's too comfortable sometimes, that's great, and the comfort zone is great, but where there really is so much growth and so much, like, beauty is outside your comfort zone, and really embracing those nervous feelings and knowing that I'm going to get something out of this.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And you'll be so thankful after, like, stretching just into those deeper waters. Like, you may not learn, or it may not click immediately, especially for those higher levels. It takes time, but it will be okay, and you're going to have one of those moments, either it's a week after camp or the day after when you're crashed on the couch. You're going to realize, I enjoy it, and maybe you'll plan to come back the next year, and that's beautiful.
And we cannot wait to see all of your nervous and hopefully excited faces at camp. We'll be here with, like, waiting arms for you guys. So no matter what you're feeling right now, or how nervous you may be, we can't wait for you, and you will find your place at camp.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast and what we had to say.
Yay!
I hope you enjoyed. You will all do great.
Yeah. See you at camp.
Woo!